Log Talk Radio.
Bounce. We're taking over some.
Bounce, bounce, bounce.
Don't get it. Stop. Let's take them all, chat.
Y'all give me a second. Time to get in the do. Just got off work. What happens when you work most of the last show? Oh, my God. Okay. So, and I'm mad. Let me say this before. I'm mad that I went to the grocery store because I was like, they got these Llamarita, Strawberryta, ice. Right? So I saw them at the grocery store earlier by my mama's house. So I said, I'm going to go to the grocery store by my house. Them funky bitches ain't got it. Mad.
Uh-oh.
Because I had my mouth. Oh.
You had a plan.
I've had my mouth set for me to have a popsicle per day. And it was an adult popsicle. So I was like, oh, I'm excited. So I just got to eat my regular popsicle. But I was excited about an adult popsicle.
Adult popsicles are always where it's at.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm mad. I'm a little mad because I had my mouth set for it. Now, I know that the one that by my mama house got is when I go down by my mama house, yes, I'm going to have to get it down there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
And get a couple extras.
What? What are you telling? We drink, we cuss, we, some people smoke, that person ain't got here yet. But we say inappropriate ass things. Today, we are just shooting the shit. Talk about some bucket list. I'm about to cut this motherfucking honey. Okay, now. Girl, when I tell you, today all I had to eat was some lettuce. All I had salad, fruits, and vegetables today. So I'm hungry. I'm about to eat the food.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say about me.
I don't want
no.
to hear you.
Go ahead.
Where the information at on this motherfucker? So Shawty got a big old butt. 17 minutes. Holy Lord. I'm hungry. Right now. 400.
That's what I
say. So, yeah, we're talking about some books, whatever comes to mind tonight. So, y'all can get this party started if you like.
So I recently found out that they have dropped a new season of You on Netflix.
Oh, you in? I'm sorry.
No, I haven't been home. So I started watching You, but I got derailed by my other shows. So now I went back and I just got through with the first season. I'm on the season two now. And just as crazy as the day is long.
Okay, so you on season two. I'm on season three, episode 4 or 5. So you got a little ways to go. Joe is craving. We know this. Nothing new. Joe is batshit. So, keep watching.
Just crazy, just beyond crazy. And he keep dragging everybody across the line with the crazy. So now he got the baby. He got the neighbor's son involved in the crazy. Like, I had to take a real break from that show because when he went up to the girl house, I said, what?
Joe, he be making full life choices, and but yeah.
And then when he peed in the jar,
I can't remember the last season. It was so long ago.
Yeah, he went to the girl's house and he was in there stalking her. And he had to go to the bathroom, but he couldn't go in the bathroom, so he just went in a jar. And put it on her shelf.
Not on her shelf. That's crazy.
He put it on the shelf. I said, okay, so I'm going to take a break from this show and do something else.
You can only watch Joe in small doses.
Yeah. It was 10 episodes, but you got to watch, like, 2 episodes every other day.
If not, you're going to be that shit let down. So I am doctoring up my pizza. I'm putting extra cheese and pepperoni on it. That's how I fucking feel.
As you should.
Yeah. I am. This is my life for the hungry.
As you should.
I'm hungry. Okay, my pizza's in the oven. We got 17 minutes. So, okay. So, speaking of shows, what other shows do you watch?
I have been, I've been watching Queen Sugar.
Okay, okay.
And I have been watching, I started Our Kind of People.
Okay.
And I'm on the fence about it. Like, I see where it's trying to go. Like, it's trying to do that black soap opera thing, like the have and have not with you know, like in that genre, but with a little bit better writing. Yeah, I've been watching that. I still do my Chicago PD and my SVU and I've been keeping up with them.
I watch my time to people. Oh, wait a minute. Ron must be. Did Ron say here? Okay. Ron, we didn't know you was here because I wasn't looking at my phone. Sorry.
No, because you worried about a motherfucking pizza with pepper motherfucking Roni. That's why you ain't motherfucking see me waiting, nigga.
How we doing,
no,
nigga?
I'm trying to lie. I ain't have my phone. No, nigga, you was worried about 17 fucking minutes. You ain't give a fuck about me. You don't care about me.
I'm sorry, friend. I was trying to put my pizza in the oven because I'm motherfucking hungry. Okay? You're here now.
This nigga over here talking about some fucking show. I don't even know the show, and I know that the nigga gonna get in trouble with the piss that he left on the motherfucking shit. I already know that, and I don't even know the show you talking about. Oh, that's for it? I'm sorry.
Hey, Ron, how are you?
I'm in a fucking mood.
Okay. What? I could tell. I could see that.
But I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's wrong? Do we need to talk it out?
No, we don't need to talk it out. Now, wait, not in this fucking venue.
Uh-oh. All right, that's fine.
I'm listening to y'all. Unfortunately, I don't really watch shows like y'all watch shows. I may watch a podcast, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. I'm more into. So I'm not really up on the shows that y'all talking about. I apologize.
That's okay.
But I do know that piss gonna get him in trouble.
I feel like it's going to come back and bite him in the ass, too.
Am I right?
No.
You ahead of her. No.
I'm way ahead of her. So, no.
Maybe you don't know neither.
I do think it's going to go back and bite him in the ass.
No, it's not because he gonna move past this shit. He gonna move.
But don't he gotta go back and get it or something? I'm sorry.
I have no idea.
I can't remember. That was last season, and I can't remember.
Nigga, do you smoke weed too?
No, nigga, I be motherfucking tired.
The fuck? Oh, shit. But you know what I can bring to the table? Have y'all ever heard of Horrible Decisions podcast?
No.
Nigga. Horrible Decisions. They are a very good podcast. Two young ladies. They are self-proclaimed whores. They're followers of what they call the Whore Hive. And they, as ratchet as it may sound, it is somewhat refined because it helps you with emotions and feelings in some episodes. Some of the shit that you want to do, Yeah, man. Some of the shit that you want to do, that nasty shit that you think is unfucking doable and immoral, they show you how to do it.
They show you how to do it, or they encourage you how to do it.
Yes.
I don't need no more encouragement. I'm just going to do whatever the fuck I want to anyway.
They also, you know what I'm saying, I mean, for those who are in certain lifestyles, they give certain tips. For those, you know what I'm saying, who like to travel and go certain places, they give certain tips. You know what I mean? So they for those who want to bring their partner and introduce a new activity, they give tips. You know what I mean? For those who want to fight through a bad situation that they've had that has given them trauma, they give tips. You know what I mean? So it's more than just put in pump 73 times and be finished.
That was a real specific number, 73 times. Huh?
73, okay. like right, like pull that off the number line.
So what is an acceptable amount of pumps in a session for you, ladies?
How are we counting pumps? Like, wait a minute.
Nigga, listen, we got a certain lifespan. You know what I'm saying? We can't go forever, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not sitting there to myself, okay, pump one, pump two, pump three, pump four. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing six counts of eight pumps. I don't know.
You know, there is a study that has the average amount of pumps per sexual, you know what I'm saying, escapade. You know what I'm saying? There is a number. I think it's in the 50s, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to need you to get on Google and find it since you want to talk about it. Need you to get on Google.
Are you giving me a motherfucking...
Assignment?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I understood the assignment. Yep. Yeah, she said you got shit to do.
Okay, let's see if we find the answer. Yeah, y'all continue while I scroll.
Okay.
Not while you scroll.
I mean, I'm not going to sit and be like, oh, we're counting pumps. Because I can't focus on no other shit. Like, if I focus on that, I'm not going to focus on the other task at hand. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, like, I'll do some 69 shit, but when it starts getting too good to me, I can't focus no more. I got my brain ain't worth it.
Once you get past that certain little point, it's just, I don't know.
Okay. I got something. So a condom can withstand the friction of 1,000 thrusts. So that's why condoms be busting sometimes, because you get over 1,000 thrusts. But what this is saying is that the median time was 5.4 minutes, all right? So 5.4 minutes, and I think it says it's 44 strokes per minute. So 44 times 5.4, that's math, nigga. Y'all want me to study. I got to do math, too. That's
nigga, you
ejaculation
did math.
Is
you did
to
math last time. 200. What's something another?
Nigga, I got this. I was just bitching. I'm a mathematician. That does it.
Okay, but it's about
260 humps. Right. So 48 thrusts per minute. The average sex time is 5.4 minutes. So that's about 260 thrusts during sex.
Okay. So let me ask you this. So... to prove said number, correctly, would you sit and count that shit?
So, I could, but the way that I could is I would have to do it in like 10 pump intervals. You know what I'm saying? I give a bang 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 bang.
What is wrong? What?
My breath. Get my breath. All right, you ready? You ready? I'm going again. Yeah, you like that, right? That was good. Yeah, mom. I got some math back. I'm gonna slow it down. Bang, 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 bang. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. But yeah, I would have to do it in like 10, and 26 tens, and either she get a nut or she got to pay for the hotel room. My bad. I'm sorry. I'm bugging out. Don't pay me no mind. So I asked y'all a question. Y'all never answered. How many y'all think? So if 260 is the average, what's good for y'all?
I don't know, because I'm not about to sit here and count motherfuckers out.
Yeah,
you just had
I've
me
never
Google and do math, and you can't even fucking pick
nope
a number, nigga?
Nope. Nope.
Because every time could be different. You know, he must. So from what I understand, is sometimes it can be a little too warm. From what I understand.
That's called VD.
Yeah.
What?
Ew.
What? Wait a minute. I'm going to need
bad
you to repeat yourself, because I need to understand how you got
burnt once, but it was only gonorrhea.
I can't.
Nigga.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
So you want cold pussycat? Because I've also heard that cold pussycat ain't good. It's cold.
No, see, I don't want cold pussycat. No, because that means it ain't moist. That means it's friction. No, I didn't say I didn't want warm. The right pussy, nigga, the right venereal disease pussy is good, too.
Wait a minute. Ron, I'm trying to understand, and you're trying to be an asshole.
I'm about to meet you.
Because how do you equate that?
Oh, shit. The fact that you asked me a question, a follow-up question to that fuckery, says that you want some bullshit, too.
No, I'm just trying to understand what the fuck you're talking about, because how did you get there from here to there?
I've been
it
drinking.
Don't matter.
I've
you
been
talking
drinking
to Ron. He always go from here to there.
For no reason.
Thank you, Taylor. Thank
I'm
you, Taylor.
I'm done talking to him for the day.
She act like she just fucking meeting me or something.
So, next time, I hope you have some ice cold pussy. How about that? Ice cold. And then some shit happens and you can't do whatever. You can't do your 263 pumps because your ass is motherfucking freezing.
That's okay. I just turned on Omarion. I'm so cold.
I got that ice box pussy.
Warmed it up. Then I put my dick in and I warmed it up. So cold. Oh, my bad.
Ignorance of this conversation.
All right, so Dre, you there, Dre?
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
I'm laughing at your goofy ass with these Wu-Tang references.
I'm saying, nigga. Let me ask you, what's a good number of strokes for you?
Man, I don't know. I can't focus. Who is counting? That's the part.
So if the average nigga is given 260, are you above average? Are you below average?
I'm somewhere in the middle.
That makes no motherfucking sense.
If
the nigga says,
if If that motherfucker is soaking wet and it's too good, nigga.
The nigga said, I'm in between above average and below average.
What's your boy telling me to say? You coming. Hey, is that motherfucker soaking wet in this? Nah. Ain't no stopping that shit now unless you on the blue pill. Or them one of them damn big-ass gas station pills.
So there is stopping it, sir. There are ways to stop yourself from ejaculating. There are ways to calm yourself the fuck down. Why you all over
you popping Viagra? Are you going to take the blue pill?
I'm talking about naturally, nigga. Know what I'm saying?
So
certain, y'all
studying,
heard me before tell about the, know what I'm saying, take your tongue and put it to the top of your mouth, know what I mean? Or since, so boom, Dre, let me give you a tip.
Oh, God.
The reason your dick, gets hard is because blood goes to your dick, right?
Okay. Right.
Okay. You have a limited, you have a finite amount of blood in your body, correct?
Correct.
When you flex muscles, the reason that muscles get bigger is because there's blood going to those muscles to flex them, correct?
Right.
Okay. So now what you do is you realize your dick is getting bigger because there's blood going to it. If you make muscles with your other muscles, you have a finite amount of blood. Some of the blood will leave your dick and go to other parts of your body to make those muscles contract. So then all you got to do is, you know what I'm saying, look at your bigger muscles, your pectorals, your thigh muscles, your biceps, your jaws. Clench them motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, and that makes some of the blood leave your penis. You can last longer. You're welcome.
Nobody
got
nothing to say
now.
I'm a head.
Dear Lord. All right, nigga. See, next time I try to help you with your fucking dick game.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm weak. Come get me off the floor. Because I'm on the floor.
Everybody was happy when Taylor was giving out glove fucking tips. Oh, she's so smart. Oh, she's on the, I give a motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, squeeze your muscle tip. Nigga don't want to take it. Fuck it. Go get a glove, nigga.
You know, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, what you're saying makes sense, but, I mean, it's not me that it's for. It's not Peter Rand.
Right. It's for your man, Peter Possum, over there.
Not Peter Possum.
I don't
know. I'm dumb. No, but seriously, sir, Dre, before we end, we got to talk about that versus, Dre. So we're going to let them do what they do, but we got to get some time. We got to discuss that, Dre.
Yeah, I'm going to inbox you the other day and get you to join the little conversation we had in the inbox. These young dudes are getting on my nerves, but we'll talk about it.
Oh, man. Here she going to get her fucking swan 17 minutes later. And she's 3 minutes late because she put it in at 38.
Hey, listen. You mind your motherfucking business.
I hope your fucking swan burn. How about that?
I don't know. It's perfect.
Nigga, and here goes Taylor helping her fucking arteries clog up. It's only right. More pork, more cheese. It's only right. You ain't no fucking friend, Taylor.
Excuse me. You're not going to tell me. I'm not a friend. What you mean? That she want to eat? Let her eat.
Why are you encouraging her to add more pork onto her pizza? Please.
Because
that's what the fuck she wanted.
So if she wanted crack on her pizza, would you say, yeah, girl, put that, sprinkle that crack on there like garlic? Would you say that?
No, because she don't do crack.
Whoa, she shouldn't do fucking pepperoni neither.
And that's your opinion.
That's mine. I've been doing pepperoni all my life.
I bet you your doctor would agree with me.
Matter of fact, I don't eat pizza every day. So my doctor is okay with me eating what I eat. I know what I'm supposed, what I can and cannot eat. Thank you very much. And I know my portion. So you mind your business. Again, this is today's topic. We're going to mind our business and pay it. How about that?
Say that.
Okay, I'll go shut up now.
I don't say nothing about you putting that stuff into your lungs. I don't say anything.
You need to. Maybe you need to help me stop being weak.
Well, nigga, stop being weak.
Oh, yeah, you see how the, when a nigga fucking say, twist the shit around, yeah, nigga.
Listen, you know what your task is. You don't want to smoke no more, don't smoke no more.
But I'm stressed, nigga. Wait, hold on. Point of clarification. Are we talking about Black and Miles, or are we talking about marijuana?
Black and Miles, yes.
Yes, I agree with you on the Black and Miles. I agree with you. I need to stop smoking these.
Black ass calm. Yes, pizza, you are everything to me.
Is this nigga singing to her motherfucking victim? This nigga is singing to the pizza before she Jeffrey Dahmer it.
Yep. It needed a song.
I'm done.
It needed a song.
Please tell her. Tell her, take over. Please tell her. Tell her, please. Steer us to good sense.
Hey. Let her sing to her food.
Lord have mercy. Lord,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
Lord, help your arteries. I love y'all nonetheless, even though, you know what I'm saying? I love you.
My arteries are different. I also work out, too. No. I go to the gym. I go to the park and walk 5-6 miles. What?
She said, I go to the gym, I go to the James, I go to the William. I go.
No, I'm not saying.
Oh, shit.
Matter of fact,
come on, weed at. Let me go.
I got to make myself get up in the morning and go to the park and walk. Gotta make myself do it.
So, all right. So, boom. So, I made a my baby. So, I got Marley this weekend, right? And she's every time she come over, she want to bake. She want to bake. All right. So, I went and got some blueberry muffins. But you could also make a bread, like a loaf of bread with it. So, I made a loaf with it.
And she made blueberry bread.
So we made it, better yet. You know what I mean? So we, you know what I'm saying, got it all together, did whatever, put it in the oven. And I cut her a piece. So then I had to go, my oldest got a job, so, you know, I went to pick her up from work. So I said, well, come on, let's go pick up your sister from work. This nigga gets downstairs and starts screaming. What's wrong? Baby, talk to me. Come on.
My blueberry bread loaf is upstairs.
Nigga, if you don't shut the fuck up screaming about some motherfucking blueberry bread loaf.
Don't do that to her. She wanted her bread. Don't do that.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm getting twisted. My punk ass went up and got it.
Oh, okay, then. Okay, then.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Have all that fucking screaming and yelling and shit. What the fuck is wrong with you?
She, I'm sure she knows how to use her words.
Yeah, entirely too well. That's the part that made me upset. So now you get it. No, I mean, like, nigga, what good as you are with your motherfucking vocabulary, you fucking... I was about to curse my baby out. I'm sorry. Somebody take the wheel. Y'all act like y'all parents ain't never cursed y'all out.
I ain't never cursed my kid out. I cursed her daddy out.
Never? Okay, this is a good question. Taylor, can you say the same?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm trying. I'm trying to be a better parent, but no. No. No.
Oh, shit.
No. When they decided that they was going to try to make me breakfast and every damn egg I had in my house was all over my house, you know. Mm-mm.
Okay,
no,
so let me ask you a question now. About parenting, right? Would you say it is more normal or abnormal for a parent to curse their child out, whether to them or in their head?
In the head is absolutely normal. Absolutely normal. Because people, you know what type of tiny human you're raising. So, yeah, in your head is completely normal. Now, do you want to go around calling your children little assholes? No, you don't want to do that.
Or them little motherfuckers? Or them little bitches?
Yeah, no. That's not
okay,
good.
Okay, okay, okay. So now, when you say calling them that, is that to their face or to your friends? Is it okay to curse out your children to your friends?
Nah.
So you can't be like, yo, you them little motherfuckers try to cook me breakfast and left eggs all over the motherfucking kitchen. That's not good?
No, that's not nice.
She's pausing. She's thinking.
I said it's not nice.
No, not you. Not you. The motherfucker who's done what I just said.
Like I said, I'm a work in progress, and I'm trying to be a better parent. Okay.
Yo, you people, she was trying to stay quiet. She was trying to stay quiet. The mom just answered. I said, no, not you.
But you know what? A couple of weeks ago, I went out with a friend, and their child was with her. You can tell how somebody raises their child versus how you raise your child. Okay?
Yes.
My child, like, if you sit down and you talk to my child, you'll see that she's very well-mannered. She, now, even though she has a personality, she knows how to conduct herself. You know what I'm saying? When there's people. Now, if it's just me and her, she can be a little ghetto. She country and ghetto. I don't understand how she became country and ghetto. Because she was not raised in
no country
ghetto. And she's ghetto.
Can your daughter's country?
just out country ghetto. Country ghetto, just it's not even bougetto. It's y'all just y'all. She country and she ghetto.
But
if it's just me and her, like you said, you see it. But when she's out in public, she knows how to handle herself. And even if I send her out into public by herself and I'm not with her, she still knows how to conduct herself. Because she knows, my mama knows a lot of people.
Excuse me.
Ooh.
I'm ill. I need to.
My bad.
Still have my digestive sense because anybody can tell my mama I'm out here acting a plum donkey ass fool.
All right, let's keep it 100. She also got to recognize that if she's out here acting a plum donkey at school, her mother may be in the same venue as she is.
No. That's one thing I would never do is party with my kid. That's some shit I can't do.
Uh-uh. I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing that.
Okay. Scenario. And I'm not going to ask you. I'm going to ask Dre. Imaj, your daughter goes to college, right?
Yes.
They have a homecoming, correct?
Well, I mean, she goes to a community college right now.
Okay.
So,
your college has a homecoming, right?
Yes.
And you go regularly?
Yes. My daughter goes to she goes to the parade with me, and she goes to the fan fest with me.
Oh, so you party with her before?
No. I said we've gone to the parade and to fan fest. Fan fest is just
okay.
Like a carnival.
Okay, all right.
My
daughter's
not even old enough to get into half of the party.
All right, well, what about the other half, nigga? My point in saying all that is, Dre, could you see a scenario where there's a party at Imaj's alma mater for homecoming and Imaj goes and it's such a hot party where, let's just say, the baby's performing and her daughter may want to go too? Could you see that being a possibility, Dre?
No. She wouldn't take no, because for one, Jay don't like the baby. That's number one. And I know she would probably let her go with her friend's
baby. All right.
I'm sorry. J. Cole. Oh, shit, that's kind of tough. I still don't think she would go.
Who wouldn't go?
Me and my daughter have gone to concerts
together. They've gone to concerts before together. But I don't think it's like a party environment, like A&T.
Who wouldn't go?
I can't.
Which one of them wouldn't go to the party?
My daughter. My daughter more than likely would not go.
I was going to say, the kid, as Jay called it, the kid probably wouldn't make it. She'd be mad.
No. Jayla definitely, when she's been to the club before. Jayla has been to the club. She determined that that ain't what she want to do. That ain't what she likes to do.
We've definitely gone to concerts together. We went to the Millennium School.
We've seen Kay Michelle. We've seen Melanie Fiona, and those are the standing room only venues, which is a clubbish type place. But other than that,
right?
Oh, y'all did New Edition too. Don't forget that one.
Yeah, we'll see, baby.
Oh, she got it going on, doing it with the odds. Yeah, nigga.
He loved Bobby Brown, so we definitely have seen it.
I wish it was my mother. My mother ain't never take me to no motherfucking concerts. I wish my mama don't love me like y'all don't love me.
Really?
Shut up, Ron.
What? Okay.
Don't say what, nigga. You had me waiting while you was fucking fixing your fucking pizza. That ain't love, nigga.
Okay. You will be all right.
I will. I'm all right right now, nigga. I'm about to, wait, hold on. I'm about to prove to you I'm all right.
Okay.
I can feel it.
Oh,
Lord.
Even when she turned 21 next year, I'm not going to know. You're not going to the club. Not going to do that.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm entirely too old to party with my daughter, right?
However,
but my daughter is talking about starting to do things that still seem interesting to me.
Like what?
Such as, she wants to go to Puerto Rico.
Okay, well that's different.
Right, exactly. So now she's a college freshman. It's that borderline of me having control over her and having no control over her. You know what I mean? Do I let her go for her birthday?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, so this is where I'm at with it. Because I'm thinking next year for my daughter's birthday, we're going to Jamaica or something. I mean, I'm not going to let her go with her friends. I'm me and her.
See, and that's where I'm at. Like, I want her to travel. But every time she's been out the country, she's either been with me or my mother. Like, we went to Jamaica. We went to the Bahamas. We went to the Cayman Islands. Her and my mother went to Bermuda. You see what I'm saying? So she's never been out the country by herself. And she's been out the country, so she's comfortable being out the country. But I'm not comfortable her being out the country without me. So now let's say we got the country, and it's a motherfucking, what's that shit? Senior Frogs. Nigga, we still go to Senior Frogs. Nigga, she go to Senior Frogs. Like, where the fuck am I not supposed to go to Senior Frogs? Is she going to Senior Frogs?
No, you can go to Senior Frogs. I mean, you can. It's not a club. All Senior Frogs is clubs, isn't it?
But that's like partying. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, son. You drawing a real thin line. Talking about you went to go see Melody Fiona. Y'all was, you know what I'm saying, singing about ain't shit niggas together. That's partying.
Nigga, that's not no partying. That's a concert. I much rather her. A lot of times, the reason why it's me who goes with her is because one, she feels like she's going to have a better time with her mom because her friends are sometimes whack, and they don't like to do shit, and they don't like the type of music she likes. So.
And they're not paying.
Right. So she'll go with me. Like she said, she wanted to go to this the Millennium Tour this time around. The only person she wanted to see was Bow Wow. I said, I'm not going to that. She ain't go either.
You stupid. You said, I'm not doing that. Not going to do it. Can't do it.
Last time you caught your mama twerking. To the yin yang twin.
Yes, because they play that. They will play that. They play the Whisper song, and they play Back That Ass Up back to back.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
He learned at the moment.
Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize in advance. How do y'all feel about your rappers having fucking handicap issues?
You talking about
that nigga from Yin Yang, nigga. You see that nigga?
I'm not getting involved in this because I have not today said anything that might get me on the train of hell. So therefore, I'm not participating in this whole thing.
Taylor, walk with me, Taylor.
Not today.
At a fucking 90-degree angle because his hand. His hand was like a third grader's hand. He had a third grader's.
Nope, not today. I didn't see it. I don't know.
All right, Dre, come on, Dre. Welcome in.
I'm not saying the word. I met them dudes, and I didn't know it. They performed down here, and they was in Windy, right up the road from the Coliseum. And I didn't know that his shit was fucked up. And when I seen it, I was like, you know how you be talking to somebody with a cross eye, and then all of a sudden your eyes go cross? So I just kept staring at it, man. I ain't saying a word. I'm not saying a word.
And you got a fucked up foot too, right? Like, they fucked up the whole right side of his body and some shit like that, right?
No, it's just the arm.
I didn't even know
I knew the dude was 360.
Nobody is getting on the train to hell with you, Ron. Nobody's getting on the train to hell with you. No.
I just asked you, how do you feel about, remember the other day I was like, how you feel about your fucking, your rap artist having some kind of, you know what I'm saying, impediment? How do you feel about that?
I feel like everyone is different and everyone deserves to live out their dreams.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Oh, shit. This nigga over here eating her pizza, acting like she don't fucking hear what's going on. Nigga, you hear what the fuck we talking about?
I hear you. I hear you. I'm just not involved in this shit.
See what I'm saying? Nobody is getting on the hell train with you today, man. Nobody. Nobody.
All right, back to Dre. You say you seen him, Dre? What do you look like?
They short. The one with the arm it messed up is short, and then the other one is tall. Because it was crazy because they came in while we was ordering our food. And they were going to the fucking bathroom, and these girls were trying to get in the bathroom with them. They didn't give a fuck about their own.
See? So why won't you talk about it? Tell the girls they didn't give a fuck about that own.
And that, see, and
mom,
that is
girls
wonderful.
Girls didn't give a fuck about it.
As I just stated, everyone is different, and everyone deserves to live out their dream. And like I said before also, you not about to take me. I didn't do anything today that might give me a ticket to hell. So therefore, I'm gonna end my day the same way.
Oh shit. Yo, y'all stupid.
Now if we would have talked about this yesterday.
Myself?
If we would have talked about this yesterday, then possibly I could have had some jokes because I knew I was going to
hell yesterday. What would you have said yesterday?
Something different. You still not going to get me to say it.
I'll fuck with you. Nigga said something different.
And you know what? If I wasn't paying attention, I wouldn't let it slide. If I wasn't really focused, I wouldn't let it slide. No, I'm not going to hell today. No.
Oh, dude, you wouldn't let what slide?
Whatever I was getting ready to say that wasn't appropriate to say.
Oh, so some inappropriate shit was in your head?
Yesterday it was. Today, not so much.
So, you know, the first three letters of yesterday is Y-E-S, so that's a yes.
Ron, mind your business.
We're back to my business. Mind the business that pays you.
Oh, now all of a sudden the nigga finished her pork pizza. She want to fucking participate in the pontification.
I've been sitting here the whole entire time participating.
Right, so talk about the Yin Yang Twins. Participate in that conversation, nigga.
I'm not doing that because I don't want to go to hell, and I'm not going to be able to help. You were not.
Oh, shit. You stupid.
You stupid.
We stupid. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Where my money? I ain't fucking with y'all.
I know. But that's what I was saying about the children being raised. Like, I was sitting, and, you know, I was just observing the situation. Like, my daughter has never, like, I know my daughter cusses, but she ain't never cussed in front of me. Just like my mama know I cuss, and I ain't never cussed in front of my mama. But you dropping F-bombs and shit in front of your mama? Your ass cheeks hanging out in front of your mama? Raise you, whoop.
So today, I'm driving my daughter to work today, and she said, "Daddy, give me the music." So she takes my phone, you know, I got the Bluetooth on, whatever, and she puts on Tupac, "Hit 'Em Up," and she said,
okay.
"Daddy, can I?" She said, "Daddy, can I curse? Daddy, can I curse? Daddy, can I curse?" You know what I'm saying? I'm like, "Nigga, you are a college freshman." And you still asking me that? Yes, I've done a good job. No, man.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, nigga. I know some niggas that would have just that's why I fucked your wife, you fat motherfucker, right in front of their parents. Like, whoa, nigga, you not going to edit none of that in front of your mommy?
None of that?
Or your daddy? None
Nobody?
Of that?
Nah. Uh-uh. They said no. This is why I said, so yesterday I was at the arena, there was a hockey game, and the kid was trying to tell his mom that he wanted something from one of the stores, and she was telling him, like, no, it's not open. She looked her dad in her face and said she was full of shit. She looked at me.
Okay. I got a
question.
She
looked at me. The kid looked at me. I looked at her. And she just stood there in disbelief. And I said, and she just was like, all right, we're leaving. And my whole thought was like, it wouldn't have been me. It couldn't have been
me. Let me ask you a question. Was she full of shit?
No, the store was actually closed because of the capacity reason.
All right.
So she wasn't lying to him, but he just was mad because he couldn't get what he wanted to get. Now,
his dad deserves a foot right in his colon.
Hello.
The colon.
$185,000.
Not in the colon.
In the colon, nigga. In the motherfucking colon.
Like, I've seen, like, between the jobs, I've seen kids, like, really lose their shit. Like, wow, so you just going to let your kid run them up? You just going to let them run them up? I don't know if I told y'all the story where the kid pushed the stroller down the escalator.
Whoa.
I would have remembered that.
I would have remembered that as well.
Okay, so boom. So the mall job, right? So they opened up a luxury side of the mall. So they put a guest services over there. So I'm over there minding my whole black-ass business, right? Minding my business. And all of a sudden, the office space that we have is right in front of an escalator. So, like, soon as you come out of the door, you see the escalator. So I'm standing there, and all I see is a stroller coming down the escalator. I run out the door. I run out the door, right?
So I get to the escalator, and thank God the stroller was empty. Like, the mom and the dad were holding the baby, because it was one of those strollers that you just put the car seat on, right?
Oh, shit.
So it didn't have the seat part. You just snap the stroller on it, and then you go. So
gotcha.
the kid kicked the shit down the escalator, right? So now he comes down the escalator. The stroller's on the floor. The kid's coming down the escalator behind him. The parents
Wait, hold on. Did he kick it down the down escalator, or did he kick it down the up escalator?
The down escalator.
Got you. All right.
So the stroller comes tumbling down the escalator, right? Do, 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 boom. The kid comes down the escalator, right? I look up the escalator. The parents are at the top of the escalator taking pictures.
The fuck?
But the mom is holding the baby, right? So the kid then takes the stroller and drags it back up the up escalator. So you mean to tell me you wasn't even paying attention that this little nigga kicked the stroller down the escalator? What if your kid was in the stroller? Okay. All right. So like it's all types of artwork and stuff in the luxury side of the mall. So like the kids be climbing on it. It's like greenery and shit. Like they have like plants and everything, like real live plants that you got to take care of and shit like that. And the kids be
kicking
on it.
I got a real live plant.
Not that kind.
I'm sorry.
So there's a koi. It's a koi fish pond, right? So the kid reached in the pond and took one of the fish out.
Did he say goody goo?
That's crazy.
Like, these parents don't be, like, they just, so you just going to let your kid touch the koi fish in the pond. So I had no words for this. I was like, so you let him touch the fish in the pond? I said, but these is COVID times. So he had the fish and was waving it around. Then he threw it back.
Yo, the fish probably cost more than the little boy.
So now, like, he just touched a fish in the pond. This child is touching. He is touching everything. He's touching everything. He's touching the statues. He's touching the wall. He's pulling up the flowers, all types of shit. Now, when I say luxury side, I mean, like, this is Saks Fifth Avenue. This is a Dolce & Gabbana store. This is a Saint Laurent store. This is a Hermes store. So, first of all, it ain't no kids over there to begin with. And you got little Tommy over here just wreaking havoc. So after he finished touching everything, right, he goes back to the
question?
Koi fish.
Can I ask you a question? I'm sorry. Raising my hand. Is he a little white boy?
Of course he was.
Oh, okay. Please continue, as you were.
Of course he was. So after he finished doing all of this, right, like, all right, maybe he'll stop. Maybe his mama gonna say something. She's still trying to take pictures and shit, and he's still running amok. So finally, I'm standing there. Somebody comes and they come back to the office and they complain. So now I have to go down there and do something. I said, okay. I go down there. I'm like, ma'am, you have to control your son. Like, we're getting complaints about him. doing all this other, you know, like he's destroying stuff and, you know, people are getting upset, yada, 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 yada. She goes, he's not bothering nobody. So remember how I said he took the koi fish, right, out the pond all and right. he threw it back? He takes the same fish and he hits her with the fish.
He's
with the fish.
God. But he ain't bothering nobody. Ma'am, he's bothering you.
Why is it always the white parents to say the kid ain't bothering nobody?
So they want to connect with
again. That was the day. That was one of those days where I knew I was going to hell. Because as soon as he hit her with that fish, I bust out laughing. I did. I bust out laughing. And, you know,
so
I am...
So let me ask you, the fact that you're laughing now, does that mean you're going to hell today, too?
No.
No.
She laughed at you today.
I didn't laugh
at
you today.
Your mouth.
I didn't laugh at
you. I heard you laughing. I heard you laughing. You're
laughing
right now. What are you talking about? Just think about that bitch getting knocked with that fish in her face.
I'm not laughing. And I just said.
Where did he throw the fish at? Did he hit it in the chest?
He
did he hit it in the face?
He hit her in the leg with it. Because she was sitting down. So he just took it, and you know how you play whack-a-mole? That's what he did with the fish. He was playing whack-a-mole.
See, you going to hell with me. You did it right there with the whack-a-mole comment. Oh, shit.
And I said, these are real live fish. Like, so he's touching fish and he's touching everything else. He didn't hit her with the fish. And I have made a conscious effort that I guess when we get to the other side of COVID, there's no way I am going to be able to live my life comfortably without my mask. Because when I tell
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. We're never getting to the other side of COVID.
Okay. Well, either way, I'm wearing my mask till the wheels fall off because that was the thing that saved me when he smacked her with that damn fish because I laughed so hard at that. And she was so mad, and he kept hitting her with the fish.
How big was the fish?
It's a little koi fish. It's not big, but it was like,
it ain't no little gold fish.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Got him. I know.
Damn it. I'm going to try to be better tomorrow. Is it tomorrow yet? It's 11:39. Hey, I'm going to try to be better tomorrow. But he had threw it back in the water, so it was still wet. And he just kept hitting her with the fish. So now I got to get security. And now she mad and she embarrassed. But it's like, you got to control your kid. You gotta control your
kids.
That's it.
So since you're already going to hell today, can we circle back to the Yin Yang Twins?
No, we cannot. No, we cannot.
No.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm a jerk.
I'm just trying to figure out how he kept catching the same fish.
Because when he took it out the first time, it was dead, so it just was laying there.
Oh, shit. Damn.
It's a
I'm done.
Damn. Damn. Yeah, you left that part out. Damn.
Right.
So you're a
mother. Yeah, she left it. But now he hit the bitch with a dead fish. I'm done.
Yeah. Yep. So we had to call security. We had to call somebody to come and get the fish out of there. They had to take all the fish out. They had to clean it. And then they had, yeah, it was like a whole big thing. It was like, what? All of this because you can't control your kid? Terrible.
I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those kids in there be losing their little marbles in there.
Okay, so question. Now, I need a little bit of your imagination for this question, all right?
Okay.
You're at work. And for whatever reason, whatever purpose, you're blindfolded.
Why am I blindfolded at work?
And you
all right, I got a question. Wait a minute. Before we start, now, am I actually working or am I on my lunch break? Because if I'm on my lunch break, I know exactly why I'm blindfolded. So,
this nigga is
Lord.
A fucking nasty motherfucker.
I'm trying to answer the question. I just need a little bit more story.
And all that's right. Why I'm
sorry. Okay.
So, I don't know how to answer the question, though. Even though I like the fact that you asked the question, I don't know how to answer it. You're at work.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to be blindfolded because I just opened up a door that you just made me uncomfortable to go down. Your back is turned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you hear someone say, "Get fish down." Okay. In your mind, is that a black child or a white child?
That is definitely a Caucasian person.
And why for so?
Huh?
Why for so?
Because there's only fish in the luxury side of the mall. So
you mean telling black folks can't go on the luxury side of the mall?
Right. I don't appreciate the way you start answering that question, Jella. You make it seem like we ain't got no fucking money.
I'm not even done yet. So on the other side of the mall is where all the attractions are. So that's where the water park is and everything else. That's where regular, normal people take their children. They don't bring their children over there because there ain't nothing for their children to do. See what I'm saying? So therefore, that's one of them ones that wanted to just take pictures all day and not watch their children.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Because anybody else, they come in and they bring their kids. Where's the water park? Where's the Nickelodeon universe? Where's the aquarium? Like, they go to that end. They don't have their kids. Like, they'll walk through. Like, they'll walk through that side, but they won't keep their kids over there because that's not what they're there for. They're there for the attraction. You wanted, like, they come to the mall to take pictures and don't be giving a fuck about their kids. I seen a kid fall in the water fountain.
I'm done.
Like, in the water fountain because the parents wasn't paying attention.
Wait. Head first or feet first?
Head first.
Come on. Oh shit. Oh, I love
so
it.
you just not gonna pay your kid no mind. Now you gotta go to another store because now you can't take him home because he's wet because he was in the damn
he was in the foul air. He, you ain't even get to the water park. You ain't take him to the water park. You just let him play in the foul air. That's not what that's for.
No, that's the pre-water park.
No.
It's not. No, it's not.
It is now.
No.
Oh, shit.
No. No, it is not. I've seen kids, like, even not necessarily at the mall, but, like, at the arena for certain stuff. Like, we have Disney on Ice coming up. And the parents be in the lounge getting drinks, right? They'll be getting alcoholic drinks, right? It'll be intermission. They'll be getting alcoholic drinks or whatever the case may be. The kids be downstairs trying to get on the ice. Like, you know how far the bar is from the ice? Like, you let your kid get that far? All right. Okay. There have been times where, like, we've had children that were lost the entire show. They came in with their parents. Their parents turned their head, and now the kid is gone. The entire show. The show was like an hour and some change. So everybody is looking for this child. You have the ushers. You have security. You have concierge. Everybody is looking for this child, right? We are all looking for this child. This child is downstairs, front row, watching the damn show. Just sitting. He was sitting in the chair. He was on his best behavior. So there was an usher that was downstairs on the floor. But didn't know at the time that was the child that was missing. So he's sitting across from the child the whole time. Child just sitting there watching the show. Mickey singing along and stuff. The characters coming out, high-fiving him and everything else. When towards the end of the show, when Mickey came out and they moved the spotlight, we all saw the kid. This kid had been down there this entire time watching this show. His parents was losing their shit because this child was gone for that damn long. Because they be so worried about getting inside and getting some damn alcohol that they not even paying attention to their kid. Like, first of all, you got a baby bag. You didn't plan your trip well. You did not plan your trip well. Because if you did, you would know. If you cut the top of the Capri Suns off and you get you a flat iron, you can make all the drinks you want, put it in the Capri Sun little pouch, and take that shit right on with you. You sit there the whole show with your kid and drink as much as you want for free.
How about this? Nigga, my child drinks apple juice. I got apple juice in this bottle.
Listen.
So what, it smells like Hennessy? No, it's apple juice.
Here's the thing. Here's what they don't want you to know. If it's in the baby bag, like if it's in a baby bag, they can't make you remove it.
Thank you. My baby drinks apple juice. It just smells like Hennessy. It's not. It's really apple juice. Like, sir, your baby is 17.
You can't do the baby bag. You can't do the baby bag with a 10, 11, 12 year old. Like, you gotta have a kid with you. Like, your kid can't be pushing 15 and you talk about, oh, it's a diaper bag. That's not gonna work.
Why not? What if the motherfucker got fucking developmental problems? See, now you judging me. Now I'm about to meet to you. You see what I'm saying?
Listen,
you're telling
I don't
me my
do
child
security.
Gotta grow the
that,
same
hey,
rate
hey,
your child
hey,
grow at?
Hey, listen. I don't do security. If that's the diaper bag, that's the diaper bag. That guess what? That's not my department. That's not my problem.
All right.
But what I do
this?
Know, but what I do know is you got to go up, take this escalator, and go to your left. Enjoy the show. That's what I do know.
I know this too. In about 15 years, nigga, I might need a diaper bag. How about that, nigga? So what are we gonna do about me? How they gonna treat me when I gotta go in?
Again, sir, you're going to take this escalator up and go to your left. Enjoy the show.
Niggas don't want to know what I'm saying. Keep it real. Babies ain't the only niggas that need diapers.
I can't. I cannot with you.
I'm just saying.
I cannot with you.
I'm going to be at the front part of that demographic in about 15 years, nigga. I just got to keep it 100.
Well, I hope in another 15 years you don't got to wear a Depends. How about that? But I feel like if you keep talking about that man from the Yin Yang Twins, you definitely going to need it.
What was I saying about that man from the Yin Yang Twins?
Whatever you was about to say that I'm not going to repeat.
That nigga tried to
hey,
get
I'm
a bird
trying.
Thing. Ain't that some shit?
I'm trying to get her to hell with me today, even though she was dead because she talked about the fucking, the other shit.
I'm not, see, that's the thing. I'm not going to the lowest level. Like, once I started talking about the little boy that smacked his mom with the fish, like, I knew I was going to, like, level 4. But I know that I'm not going to, like, 1. I'm not going to the lowest level.
Oh, so
at
I'm
least
going
not
to the lowest level because this nigga was born with a fucking a third grader's arm, and he's fucking 35.
See what I'm saying?
It's my fault. I'm the bad guy.
What time?
I know
what time is it?
11:53.
All right. All right, Ron. You got a few more minutes, and then I'm gonna cue up this white woman. You're not gonna drag us
right,
to
so
the
Dre,
lowest level.
So Dre, talk to us about the verses.
What do you want to know?
Nigga, talk to us about the.
Did you watch the entire thing?
Yes, sir.
We were talking about it in the hip hop group, and I kept telling him. I said, if Karis wouldn't do that shit, he'd say Roxanne Shantae is only good for steady fucking. I said, watch Kane bring her out. I knew he was gonna bring her out. I had that feeling, but I thought he was gonna let her perform the song that he wrote for, but he didn't do it. She didn't do it. She just kicked a little freestyle. Well, who you think really won? Because to me, KRS won, whipped his ass probably like in number 15, like track 15. It was over with because Kane kept trying to bait him into a freestyle battle.
So my personal thoughts after watching it, then watching responses and watching Kane's interview afterwards and watching, you know what I'm saying, different things. I don't think anyone lost. Now,
true.
That could be because I'm partial to big, big, dark-skinned niggas from Brooklyn. That could be reason why, you know what I'm saying, I'm on Kane's side. But that being said, when I look at it kind of objectively, KRS dropped more hit songs, but Kane showed a better artistry level, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because his damn breath control was crazy. Like, he didn't, you know, I was expecting him to run out of gas. He kept that shit up. That shit was crazy.
And part of your artistry level is your wardrobe. and part of your artist.
We,
you know what I'm saying?
We knew he was going to come out like that, though. But you know, KRS-One, ever since he's been out, he's always been just a jeans and a hoodie type guy. That's the Bronx. That's him. He ain't never been flashy.
I'm not mad at him. And I'm not mad at him. But just because I'm not mad at you doesn't mean not being mad at you doesn't have nothing to do with points for extra credit. And can't get those points for extra credit. You know what I mean? So I say all that to say that I think it was just, I don't look at it as who won and who lost. Because in watching it in real time, I was like, damn, KRS won the beginning part of this. But then when I look back on it, I'm like, well, nah, he ain't necessarily win that. Well, nah, he ain't necessarily win that neither. You know what I mean? So we won. You know what I'm saying? To be able to see that shit, they brought out all the motherfucking guests. They brought out the motherfucking dances. The DJs did their shit. The only thing they didn't have up there was graffiti. And I get it. But I enjoyed myself immensely. I was fucking totally pleased.
Yeah, that shit was amazing. I put that one up there with the Earth, Wind, and Fire and Isley Brothers joint. That was good.
See, to me, the best two was this one. You know what? No. The best one was the fucking Beanie Man and Bounty Killer.
And you know what? No. That shit should be a rematch because they need to, that should have been in front of a crowd because that shit was awesome.
That shit was ridiculous. So that shit to me was the best one.
They need to do that one in front of a crowd.
And then after it was this one, and not even because of the evenness, but because of the mastery of Jadakiss, the Lock Dipset will be, you know what I'm saying? Those would be the top three.
I got them at number three. Yeah, I got that one at number three.
But yeah, Kane and Karis. Ladies, did y'all even have this on your radar? Or y'all even vaguely interested in this?
I did have it on my radar, but unfortunately, I was at work. I did some stupid shit with my schedule. And I missed it. But, I imagine that it would be one for the books. I didn't even catch any highlights of it.
Are you gonna circle back and watch it?
Yeah, I definitely will circle back and watch it.
All right, that's the thing. And let us know what you think when you watch it.
I do think that like you said, that Beanie Man one, like that should, that definitely they need to put that back at the Nokia Theater. They need to make that an MSG. They need a rematch for that one.
Well, that's the case.
I was trying to watch the Super Cat joint.
Oh, the show he had before that.
Yeah,
the day before.
They were streaming it, but it kept freezing on IG. It kept freezing because that was Saturday. I caught the tail end of it.
Right.
I got
you.
And you know what? I didn't know that they brought back until like earlier today. They brought back Rap City.
Yeah, I caught episode with Toby on it.
Yeah, they brought back Rap
who's
City.
Who's the host? Who's
Tigger?
Tigger.
I'm done. Nah, nigga, not. All right. I haven't seen it. What are y'all thoughts on bringing back him as opposed to bringing somebody new?
I sort of figured they were going to go with him because BET, they really don't, like, when it comes to them hosting, like, shows and the music awards and stuff, they somehow they have bad picks.
Yeah.
What was it that they just had?
I think it was like the Hip Hop Awards or some shit like that. And they had they had the 85 South. They hosted it, and I thought that they did a pretty good job.
Yeah, they did a good job. But that one they had with who was it? Was it Tiffany? It was one of the female comedians. That shit was terrible.
Well, I mean, as quiet as it's kept, Tiffany Haddish is really not that funny.
Yo, I think the funniest thing.
Sorry, not sorry.
As quiet as it's kept, I really disagree
with you.
Yeah, she comes off every now and again. She hit the spot. That one she did on Netflix, that shit was funny. But yeah, I feel what you're saying, Taylor. Because sometimes she's like, she'll pull a Mike Epps. She'll be laughing at her own jokes, but ain't nobody laughing at
her. But I don't know if it's the only child in me. I don't know if it's the arrogant motherfucker in me. I don't give a fuck if you laugh, nigga. I thought it was funny. Fuck you and your sense of humor. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I see they made that booth wider too, Taylor, when Toby went there to freestyle.
Yeah.
Because that shit used to be smaller as fuck. That motherfucker was big as shit. I was like, damn.
All right, so boom. So Image, was it on your radar?
Great,
carry on. Uh-oh. Eating pepper up. You know what I'm saying? This nigga
she is not eating pepper up.
No, she
is. She fucking unclogged up her fucking whole arteries. She didn't fucking fell asleep. You know what I'm saying? That's that bullshit. But that's
okay. I know one thing, though. I feel what she be going through, what she be making a post about them goddamn masks, because this dude, the security dude, was out of work. He had some kind of staff inspection or something or other. And me and this other dude, the only one know how to run that side with the computer, so they made me do security. I ain't never in my life had to tell so many fucking grown-ass people to put their fucking mask on. And then I'm sitting there trying to tell them to put the mask on, and they want to give me this long-ass, big-ass excuse why they shouldn't wear the mask. Now, when you're walking through that door, the sign clearly say, put your mask on or go home. No arguing. These niggas, man, oh, my God. I'm like, yo, I'm going to start just smacking y'all with this fucking wand, yo. Y'all niggas is hard-headed as fuck. And I was sitting there thinking, like, God damn. I said, man, she go through this every day on the plane. I've been and throw somebody off the goddamn plane.
I never understood why it was so hard. It seems like it's only the adults, though. Like, you're a whole-ass adult. Like, the children are like, okay, so we have to wear a mask. Okay. So they put a mask on. The adults are just like, they are losing their shit over a mask.
And I don't like the fact that adults had a mask on and they don't have nothing on the little bitty kids. I don't like that.
Like, so let me see if I got this straight, right? You're throwing a temper tantrum because you have to put on a mask. Yet the child that you are with understands and is just moving about life. Just, okay. Like, the parents are more upset than the children at this point. The children just want to go to school. They just want to go to school and see their friends. The parents is out here losing their shit. Free our children. Somebody said that the children wearing masks are like slavery.
What?
I said, Like, I've never seen so many parents at the PTO meetings. But, like, I'm happy that y'all decided to show up. Oh, you only showed up to complain about the kids wearing a mask. But you, okay. It's a mask, though. Like, it's not, and the kids not even complaining. That's the part that's killing me. I could see it if the children were like, oh, it's not fair, yada, yada, yada. They like, all right. If you tell me I got to wear it, I got to wear it. Like, you got kindergartners and stuff like that that's more, that are fully capable of wearing a mask all day than a grown-ass adult. Like, it's really ridiculous, and it's really sad. And these are people, these are people that are raising these tiny humans, and they just, like, they are missing. They are dropping the ball every chance that they get.
Oh, yeah. They're raising wolves. They're raising wolves.
I'm done.
No, they're raising. They're raising a pack of wild-ass boar and wolves. Yes, I said boar. Yeah. Listen, I had a child hit me the other day on a plane. It wasn't no accident. She was fighting me. It was one of them ass early morning flights, like 5 o'clock in the morning. Her daddy was struggling to get her car seat in. He had already strapped her into the car seat, so he was trying to strap the car seat into the seat. So he was having problems. So I was like,
age.
The child, well, she's two. She had to be two because she couldn't wear a mask. So anybody two or older has to wear a mask.
Are you about to tell us a motherfucking story about a two-year-old?
Listen. I almost pinched a little two-year-old. I almost pinched her all the way.
I'm done with this nigga. I'm done with Taylor.
The other day, I might.
Is it time for me to go find a white woman?
Why are we finding a white woman on me?
Anyway, I want to hear the story.
So I'm trying to strap her in, and I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm being patient. I was like, okay, so we're going to call her lady. Her name is going to be Little Emily for today. Little Emily, I'm going to reach across you and pluck and strap you in so that we can get ready to go. I'm strapping her in. Dad, you know, you can get ready to sit down in a little bit once I get her in. I pull the strap across her hip tight, but it's not, it's a car seat, so it's not tight across her hip. It's only tight across where it is supposed to be tight across the car seat, so we don't
sit forward.
So says my guidelines on how to put this fucking car seat in this airplane thing. On this airplane.
Look at you, you're cursing already. You can't even be fucking trusted to even tell a story without cursing. I know you fucked up, Little Emily. Go ahead, continue.
So, Little Emily is standing up hitting me. I was like, little friend, you're going to have to stop hitting me. I said, Dad. Is little Emily hit me one more time? I'm with her.
Dad?
If little Emily hits me one more time, I'm going to hit little Emily back. I'm going to pop her. And he was like, no, she's just upset that you, you know. I was like, no, it's not because she's just upset. She's bad. If I have to come back here, and she's crying again, we're going to have a problem. I don't like crying as a kid. I don't like bad kids. But little Emily hit me one too many times. So I was like, Dad. Because somebody was like, you should have just snuck a pinch right in. I said, no, I pinched too hard. So, no. Then she would have been squealing the whole damn flight. So, no. But these people in these car seats, like, why the fuck can y'all not just hold your kid? Why do you have to have a full-blown car seat? on this plane.
Well, I mean, well, how long is the flight?
Where were coming from? Where was we coming from? I said it was one of the early morning flights that I had to take. Either I was coming from, where did I go this week? Look, I don't know where the fuck I've been. I've been at a lot of places this week.
I'm sorry. It sounds like I really give a fuck. I shouldn't even ask that question.
Coming in from Newport. We were coming in from Newport News. Shut up, nigga. We were coming in from Newport News. So this is a 5:15 flight, nigga. Because I was like, at 5:06, how am I getting beat up by a kid? I said, they better be glad I got patience for children. Because when I tell you, I was about to bop little Emily. She's about to get a whooping today.
Emily, wait, so you talking about little Emily. You talked about little Emily's father. Was Emily, little Emily's mother around?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. The dad.
Because you know it's a little different. It's a little different when the mom is around. You know, you know, mama bear is a little different than papa bear.
Because what would have happened if mama was around? Mama would have been strapping that car seat into that seat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so
Mama would have been sitting right there beside little Emily, not Daddy. Daddy would have been sitting on the
All right,
one
so
side.
Hold on. Now we're talking about a whole nother level of fucking sex. Why can't Daddy fucking? If Mommy is expected to strap this fucking child in because it's her child. Why the fuck is Daddy not expected to strap this child in because it's his child?
Clearly, Daddy didn't know how to because he asked me for assistance. I don't know how to do this.
Well, then you know what? You take them fucking hits and you accept it, nigga, because you should have made that nigga.
Yes,
he was probably handsome, too. And you were like, I sure will do it for you, William.
No, I wouldn't. No. Little Emily.
Well, I told a kid last night, I told him to stop running in the arena. I said, hey, I said, come here. I said, stop running through here. I said, you run through here again. I said, I'm going to put my foot in your ass.
Yeah, I just got these little babies, they be in on my, and then she just kicking and screaming the whole time.
So that's why I asked how long the flight was, because, like, once y'all get, what, on the runway, you can't turn back around? Like, what's the point in no return?
Yes, the fuck we can turn back around. So let me tell you about these little niggas from Florence. So,
oh, Lord.
Yes, I said little niggas from Florence, South Carolina, because them little niggas got on my goddamn nerves so bad, I almost put two of them motherfuckers off the goddamn plane. And so the first one, because there's only 20 people on the plane. We're going to Florence. It is a 15 fucking minute flight from Charlotte, North Carolina to Florence, South Carolina. 15 minutes time, okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I say to the young man, sir, your bag cannot sit under your seat like that. You need to put your bag in the overhead compartment. Oh, it's not fitting. Sir, if it does not fit in the overhead, then I will need to red tag it and it will need to go under the plane. I'm not putting my bag under the goddamn plane. Who are you talking to? If I say it's going under the plane, it will go under the plane. And if it doesn't go under the plane, you and your bag can stay here. But I don't want nobody to steal my shoes. What kind of fucking shoes you got in that bag that you don't want nobody to steal? He pulls out a box of Jordan. Sir, I said, sir, nobody's going to steal your goddamn shoes. Either you're going to put them shoes in this overhead compartment or that bag goes under the plane, or you can stay here. I don't have time for this today. You make the choice. So he takes the shoes out of the bag and he puts everything in the overhead. I'm just saying, I don't want nobody to steal my shoes. I looked him dead in his eye. Y'all, I kid y'all not. I said, sir, nobody, and I do mean nobody, in this airport wants your shoes. Sit your ass down and put your seatbelt on. So then the other little nigga that was 2 seats in front of him, we get a maintenance delay. We had something wrong with the fuel door. So me and the captain had a conversation. You know, he was like, hey, if you want food, you can give them snacks. It's fine. We're going to be sitting here for 30 minutes. We're not going to deplane because when they get it fixed, we're going to leave. I was like, okay, no problem, Captain Joe. But that's Joe. That was the captain I was working with. That's his real name, Joe. So I'm walking. It's like 9:30 in the morning. We have a certain chart of how when we give out, the type of snacks we give out throughout the day. So it's 9:30. I can give out cookies because we stopped giving out cookies at 10 o'clock like we McDonald's breakfast or some shit. So I'm walking through handing out cookies. This other little nigga talking like, I don't want no damn cookies. I said, between you and him, I don't know who you think you're talking to or cussing at, but you need to reword yourself and determine what you want today. I said, because I understand that you don't want any cookies, but the proper thing would have been, ma'am, I don't want any cookies. Do you have anything else?
Or a simple no thank you. No thank you.
Boom.
No?
There you go. Because there were plenty of people who were like, no thank you, I don't want none. No thank you. No thank you. And I was like, can I get you anything else? Oh, no, thank you. You know what I'm saying? You, little nigga, decide you want to act stupid. I said, you know what? I said, you won't get no snacks, period, at this point. I said, I wasn't planning on giving you none when we're getting up in the air anyway, because we ain't got enough time for all that. I said, but being that we're sitting here and we're going to be sitting here for 30 more minutes, you might want a snack. But since you decided today that you wanted to act a complete ass, you don't get shit. So then the captain comes on, he calls me back up to the front. He's like, hey, we're ready to go. Make sure everybody's phone is on airplane mode. We can back this sucker up and we can get this day over with. Okay, I'm walking back through. Little nigga number two that moved his seat to the exit row. Excuse me, I need you to go back to your seat. But I can't sit here. Why are you giving me such a problem? I said, did you pay the extra $100 for this seat? Get your ass back in your seat where you belong. I just don't understand why I can't sit here. If it's clear on my tablet,
Because I fucking said so.
Sit your ass in your seat. The beside him was like, man, why you keep messing with her? She is simply doing her job. Just do right. Just do what she asks you to do. It's not that hard. It's not that long of a flight. This is a flight where you should have motherfucking drove. It is from Charlotte, North Carolina to Florence, South Carolina is 99 miles. It is 1 hour and 39 minutes. You should have drove this shit. You, nigga number one, should have drove because he's worried about somebody stealing his goddamn shoes. Nigga number two is worried about the wrong shit the business that don't pay him. Why is it that I got this every time I go into some of these cities? It's not the same person, but the same type of niggas, the same type of white people that do the same shit. That leads me to believe that this area of people, y'all just ain't raised right. Boy. Wild duck.
Not a wild duck.
Just sit in your fucking seat. And then with my plane being so small, it is because another man had asked, could he move up? And I was like, no, sir, you can't move up because I've already done my count and weight and balancing. They've already calculated the weight. so they don't want the weight. Because now if your heavy ass is up in the front, well, they ain't account for no weight to be up there in the front, and we tip over and fall out or something, what was you going to be the reason we fall over? Don't be the reason we fall over.
There you go.
We didn't even talk about no bucket list stuff. Let's talk about random shit.
We sure didn't. We didn't get that far.
Yeah, we didn't get that far. We had some bucket list stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I had my whole
next
bucket
week.
List. Okay, so make you a whole bucket
list. We're going to get to that next week.
Okay. Wait a minute, next week, Friday. Wait a minute. We're going to have to play next Friday about air because I will be in the air somewhere.
Okay.
Come Monday. Because Monday I start a 6-day stretch. So I want you to pray my strength in the Lord. Because while everybody else is going to be enjoying the G-Ho, I'm going to be working. I'm going to be making my money, bitches.
There you go.
Yep, so we don't, what is this? I'm watching Saved by the Bell. I'll be here. We'll play it by ear next week. Please be good. Don't do no shit that I wouldn't do. Yeah. Don't nobody kill no kids. Don't go picking up no boy face and hitting people with it.
No.
Tomorrow, I'm celebrating little best friend's birthday. I'm excited about seeing my little best friend. She's turning 6, and I haven't seen her little face in months, feels like. So we are going to the Safari Nation tomorrow, and we're going to jump around and do zip line and do all that stuff. That's my little best friend.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
So I bought her a unicorn. But the thing about the unicorn is her skin color, her skin tone.
Yes.
And the unicorn has afro puffs.
I love it too.
All right, good people. Y'all be good. Don't get in no trouble. Run. Don't get in no trouble this weekend.
He's sleep. Yeah, one of them sleep.
No, I'm up.
What? The devil. It's going to snow in here. Still, I forgot them colors. Uh-oh. I'm going to go. All right, we're out of here. We're going to cue the white woman.
All right, good
night. Good night, y'all.
Thank you.